Thank you. And this.
And this should work.
Okay. So it's actually a good segue into this presentation because the previous presentation sort of laid some of the groundwork for the need for this. My name is Elise Cohen, and I have worked closely over the past several years with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control on a series of initiatives called the Heads Up Programs that work to increase awareness, recognition, and response of concussions both on and off the playing field. And today I'll spend some time sharing more specific research on the most recent initiative, Heads Up to Schools, Know Your Concussion ABCs, that focuses on awareness for school professionals in understanding concussion in a school environment. And I have no relationships to disclose. And then just to add a bit more background to some things that were mentioned earlier, a concussion is a type of traumatic brain injury caused by a bump, blow, or jolt to the head or body that changes the way the brain normally works. An estimated 1.7 million Americans sustain a traumatic brain injury each year, and a TBI is a contributing factor to one-third of all injury-related deaths in the United States. Some of you may also have noticed an increase in media coverage and sports leagues and policymakers talking more and more about the issue as it's sort of become a top priority on the forefront of many folks' agendas. It is also certainly our hope that some of this is a result of increasing awareness and the importance for recognizing signs and symptoms of concussion and making people certainly be seen by a healthcare professional. So how do concussions affect children and youth? Also mentioned a little bit earlier, children and teens are more likely to get a concussion and take longer to recover. They also can have a more serious effect on a young developing brain and really need to be identified and managed appropriately. Concussions can happen in sports and recreation activities such as at PE class, on the playground or recess, also in a school environment from a fall or any time a student's head comes into contact with a hard object such as a desk, another student's head. So what makes the school environment an important place for this program? Well, we know that kids and teens spend a lot of their time in school, and we have a captive audience there. Also, oftentimes, students may get a concussion when doing activities outside of school and come to school when their symptoms are presenting. Teachers and school professionals often know their students well and can be the first to identify changes in their behaviors and their symptoms. And proper recognition and response in this environment can prevent further injury and help with appropriate and quick recovery. So over the last several years, CDC has worked to create a series of initiatives called the Heads Up Initiatives, and we've identified Heads Up to Schools as the missing link in this series of programs. In 2003, we worked to develop Heads Up Brain Injury in Your Practice, which includes tools and resources for physicians and patients. In 2005, and then relaunched in 2010, was the development of Heads Up Concussion in High School Sports, which focused on creating resources and tools for coaches, athletes, parents that are involved in sports that take place in the school setting. And then in 2007, Heads Up Concussion Youth Sports was launched, and this focused primarily on coaches, athletes, and parents that are involved in youth sports. So usually in this environment, coaches are volunteers. They may have no formal training. They may not get their information through the school system, but really need resources to help them understand their work. So at this point, it really seemed like CDC was working to address and meet the needs of kids and teens through various points in their lives. And the one sort of missing link was, how do we reach them in a school environment where many of their symptoms are showing up, even though the concussion may not have taken place inside a classroom setting? So the goal of Heads Up to Schools, Know Your Concussion ABCs, is to increase school professionals' awareness and knowledge of the methods to prevent, recognize, and respond to TBI-related injuries among students in school settings. We identified school professionals in grades K through 12 as the initial audience, and this included school nurses, school counselors, school teachers, and administrators. And after our first round of formative research, it was also identified that parents really needed to receive these materials because there needed to be collaboration and communication between what was going on in school and what was taking place in the home. So we used social marketing and health communication practices to approach the way we developed this initiative. We started with background research, where we conducted informal conversations with school nurses, counselors, teachers, and principals. From that, we developed some draft materials and conducted formative research. We involved scientific expert reviewers that really work sort of in the real-world practice to review everything that was created and help guide the development of the program. And then, as with all CDC's initiatives, partner involvement was key. We involved partners early on and expanded our partner network throughout the project. So the purpose of the initial background research was to identify existing resources that were already out there to help address this issue, specifically in schools. There was limited information and certainly nothing that was designed particularly for this audience, free of charge, easy to use. We wanted to really hone in on what the audience needed. So specifically, we wanted to figure out how were these kinds of health issues addressed in school settings? What were school professionals' knowledge of concussion? And what was their interest in educational materials? Would this be another piece of paper that sat on their desk, or was this something that they were really eager for? And then we certainly, we wanted to learn what kinds of materials, if any, did they want to see? What kind of content, what messages really grabbed their attention, and what sort of packaging and graphic design? So from that background research, we identified some key challenges in this environment. School professionals, especially teachers, are extremely busy. They often serve many roles at the same time. We also know that school professionals are inundated with materials, information, testing, a whole bunch of priority areas. We also learned that not all schools have school nurses. Oftentimes, one school nurse serves a series of schools in a district. As a backup to a school nurse, sometimes there's what's called a school aide, who's trained in basic sort of basic nursing practices just to help with small things like allergies and things like that and to give out medication. And we also know that the nature of concussion really requires ongoing communication among school professionals and among everyone who interacts with the child. So from that, we came up with some solutions. We learned that school professionals were really eager for this information, but they wanted concise, clear messages. We also learned that it wasn't one size fits all with all school professionals, and we really needed to tailor different fact sheets for different audiences. We also had a challenge of needing to reach a pretty broad audience, thinking about school professionals that work in grades K through 12. So we wanted to ensure that the design included youth across all age groups, and knowing that it can be a real challenge to get into a school environment, it was really important to build a partner network to help build credibility and increase dissemination channels. So we then created draft materials and conducted formative research with the goals of determining the preferred content and format for these materials, determining the structure of the school environment and the process for how information like this is shared in a school setting, and to identify distribution channels for concussion education materials. Our methods included 42 one-hour telephone interviews with school nurses, counselors, teachers, and administrators, and we did this in two rounds. We did an initial 32 interviews where we gained feedback on the content and design and format. We also gathered information on other potential audiences, and this was where we learned that we needed something specifically for parents. We learned about approval processes, distribution channels. From that, we got a bunch of really, really rich feedback. Overall, people loved the materials, they loved the content, but they had some very specific feedback on how we can make this resonate more with them and be a little more user-friendly. So we took their feedback, we revised what we had, and then we conducted an additional 10 interviews to test these revised materials. Some of the specific feedback that we received was our initial design included what I'd call sort of a chalkboard graphic design concept. We quickly learned that chalkboards were a thing of the past and were not used as frequently as we thought. We were also told to simplify what at the time was called a concussion monitoring form. And this was a form that a school nurse was using to assess the student at different periods after their concussion, and a form that was then shared with the teacher, with the parent. So we simplified that. We also learned that school nurses wanted more technical language in their fact sheet. Some school professionals just wanted some examples of tips on how to use these materials. And also, everyone really wanted us to really highlight the signs and symptoms across all materials, because there were specific facts and signs and symptoms that were very new to some of these folks, particularly that there doesn't need to be loss of consciousness to have a concussion. And then they added some suggestions for some other materials. I mentioned a new material for parents, a laminated card, and then a folder to keep all the materials together. So this slide captures all of the materials that were created. I have a final kit here. And overall, nearly all the participants felt the materials were useful, unique, and conveyed important information. And the final suite of materials included a magnet, a poster, fact sheet for teachers, fact sheet for school nurses. This is what changed to, I can't point to it, to the signs and symptoms checklist. This slide is just a close-up of what things looked like. This is actually a magnet where the signs and symptoms were sort of the bulk of the information, and the facts are on the right side, sort of in a call-out, because those were really the three big points that we heard over and over again that people wanted to know. And I'll just read those out. And that's just that all concussions are serious, most concussions occur without loss of consciousness, and recognition and proper response to concussions when they first occur can help aid recovery and prevent further injury or even death. This is an example of how we took some of the feedback that we heard. We created a cover letter with some call-out boxes on how school professionals can use these materials. And as with all of CDC's Heads Up initiatives, partners are really, really key in both the development, the promotion, the buy-in, the reach of all the programs that they create. For this initiative, we have 31 total partners that are listed on the materials, and this slide just captures a snapshot of some of them and some of the activities that they have done. So here is Heads Up for All Audiences, with Heads Up to Schools Know Your Concussion ABCs serving as our missing link and filling the gap for reaching schools. And then just some resources and next steps. CDC is always creating new resources for its Heads Up initiatives, and everything can be viewed or downloaded from their website free of charge. They have podcasts, e-cards, web buttons, and videos. Two new and exciting online trainings for for folks. Heads Up Concussion in Youth Sports is for coaches, parents, and others involved in youth sports. The most recent online training was a partnership with the NFL and CDC, and that's Heads Up to Clinicians that was just launched, and this is for addressing concussions in sports among kids and teens. CDC's Heads Up programs have a Brain Injury Awareness Facebook page, and you can also follow the CDC Injury Center on Twitter. And then in terms of some next steps, many folks may have seen or sort of be familiar with CDC's new efforts, which is to work on the development of pediatric guidance for mild traumatic brain injuries. And CDC is in the very, very early stages of bringing together a multidisciplinary group of experts to develop this guidance. And lastly, CDC is also working on, all of their programs have something for parents, but we learned that we wanted to sort of create very specific, tailored, short messages for parents and adolescents, and they're currently working on the creation of that. And then this slide just shows that any of these materials can be ordered or downloaded from CDC's website. And the CDC Injury Center has a booth here that has some samples of materials and ordering information. And then lastly, contact information. And again, I'm Elise Cohen. I'm with ICF International and have worked closely with CDC. Kelly Sarmiento leads the Heads Up programs out of CDC. She's the Director of Communications. And you can also feel free to contact her with any questions.